What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, February 13th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And, of course, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. And if you haven't gotten your cards and candies and diamond rings and whatever else you're going to get for your significant other, boy, you're almost out of time. You know, if you miss this one, you're going to be sleeping on the couch for a week. Trust me on that one, I know. All right, so let's get into it. We got lots to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it here a little bit. We are already seeing articles like this one that came out of Russia today about why Iowa and New Hampshire don't really matter. It's just a quirk of the calendar that they're first, and they really don't set the tone for the rest of the campaign. Now, of course, in years past, Iowa was always considered a bellwether of where the parties were going to be going for the general election. But now, because Joe Biden has done so poor in both states, and he's still the favorite candidate of the Democratic machine, they want him in there. So we're starting to see these articles about, pay no attention to Iowa, pay no attention to New Hampshire. And really, it's, you know, wait till Super Tuesday, which I would tend to agree on that one. Super Tuesday is really going to tell the story. By the way, a little footnote. If you're wondering where our YouTube video went, it seems that YouTube started blocking our channel this last month, and it only just now got called to my attention that our streaming channel had been shut down. So we're in the process of looking for a new video provider who will not play games with us, and we may wind up actually putting a video server on my web server because I got lots of room there right now. And somebody looks like somebody was trying to do a DOS attack, but they're not getting anywhere with it. All right. So anyway, let's see. The Iowa Democratic Party chairman has announced their resignation because of the caucus disaster, which is still dragging on. Now, they've released their official numbers that show Buttigieg with more delegates and Bernie Sanders with the popular vote. And they're really, 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 really certain this is what it's going to be, but they're still going back through and checking everything, you know, back and forth to make sure it's all going to be okay here. Now, Joe Biden, he continues to act like somebody who knows he doesn't have a snowball's chance in the dark regions for this election. And apparently there was a reporter asking him if he'd given up on New Hampshire, because remember, he took off early. Didn't stay for the election party. Actually, it turns out hardly anybody showed up for the election party. For most of the night, the media outnumbered the guests. That's how bad it was. And so this reporter said, did you give up on New Hampshire? And Biden told the reporter, don't poke that in my face. Okay, buddy. Coming hard on the heels of the lying dog face pony soldier. Biden knows he's not going to win. Biden knows he's not going to be the president. He hasn't announced he's going to drop out. I'm expecting he'll drop out. I'm expecting we'll see a lot of dropouts after Super Tuesday. Now, Dick Morris is saying that after New Hampshire, the path may be opening for Bloomberg to buy his way in. I'm sorry, to step his way, step in to the election process for the Democratic nomination. And Nancy Pelosi thinks this will be a positive thing. And that's probably because Nancy Pelosi is realizing that Biden is self-destructing here. Meanwhile, apparently when Bloomberg was giving one of his presentations, a protester stormed the stage. This happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee, yesterday. And the protester began shouting, the candidate is trying to buy the election, before she stormed onto the stage and took over the lectern. Make her case against the New York billionaire. Well, you know, we had another billionaire who sort of kind of spent their own money to get into the White House and proved to be a disappointment. So on the basis of Donald Trump's performance, I would say heck no to Bloomberg. All righty. Current polls are showing that 61% of Americans say they're better off under Trump. 89% of Republicans believe they are. Only 29% of Democrats hold the same opinion. 52% of the respondents saying it's now easier for them to go and buy things at the stores. And that really is what it comes down to. Forget about what they tell you about the overall economy. Think about yourself. Think about your wallet. Is it really better off? Is it going to be better off with the Democrats, or is it going to be better off with the Republicans? And traditionally, historically, it's always been better off with the Republicans because the Democrats like to tax and spend and tax and spend and tax and spend, tax and spend. That's what they do. That's what Democrats are all about. All righty. So here's an interesting little question that was asked over at ABC in Australia, the Australian Broadcasting Network, there, mate. And it said, Joe Biden's presidential campaign is plummeting. Yes, it is. So who benefits from his spectacular fall? Well, obviously, Bloomberg is going to benefit from it. Sanders is definitely benefiting from it. And Hillary, if she's going to step in, and I think she will, she'll benefit from it. And you have to wonder, what is it about politics that they take these creepy criminal people like Biden and Hillary and they say, this is who you want to be your president? Really? You don't want these nice law-abiding people over here that support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You want these really twisted sociopathic individuals. They make better leaders. Really, honest, they do. I don't think so. Not anymore. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And another article, this one came out of Electronic Intifada, saying that the Sanders campaign must not sugarcoat Israeli racism. Now, very few of our candidates are taking a critical line with Israel. In fact, to be very honest, I'm not aware of any of them who really are. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard has made a few comments, but that's about it. Everyone's still afraid of Israel. Oh, my goodness, Israel. We can't offend Israel. Go ahead, offend Israel. Who cares except the Israelis? Learn to get along without their money. Learn to bypass their media influence. Stop being dependent on this foreign nation to accomplish anything in this country. This is supposed to be the United States of America, not the United States of Israel. The United States belonging to Israel. Over in Las Vegas, the bookies now have Trump as a 60% favorite for re-election. That's a good sign. And, of course, with his one opponent for the Republican nomination having already dropped out, Trump is going through the motions about the primary season, and he's going out there and he's doing a lot of rallies, which are sellout crowds, huge, huge crowds. People want to see him. They're definitely falling into that personality cult, which, to be very honest, that's a dangerous trend. We want leaders who get down to business, not who get out there in the spotlights and shine and say, hi, come and worship me. Which, fortunately, with Trump has sort of fallen into that model right now. Okay, now let's talk about Roger Stone, because there are some developments there, and it has to do with the fact that the original sentencing guidelines were for 7 to 9 years prison for all of his convictions. And Donald Trump came on in and said this was disgusting, it was completely unfair and unreasonable. A lot of people came in and said this was wholly inappropriate, the sentence was way more severe than was justified by the crimes of which Roger Stone was convicted. And then all of a sudden, William Barr at the Department of Justice has pulled back on the sentencing recommendation by quite a wide margin. And so everybody's out there screaming, interference, interference. This is the White House coming in and interfering. And so Swalwell is out there. Now, this is the same guy who said he was going to use nuclear weapons on Americans who won't give up their firearms. And he's still in the Congress after saying that. He is saying that Trump could be impeached all over again because of alleged interference in the Roger Stone case, which Donald Trump is already out there saying, no, there was no undue influence. He expressed his opinion publicly on Twitter. And apparently over at the Department of Justice, they said, you know, really, this is a little unreasonable. Now, the four prosecutors against Roger Stone have all resigned, saying their recommendation should stand. And apparently there is a situation where Trump is now coming on out and pointing out that the trial of Roger Stone was really kind of biased, and so was the jury. Apparently, the jury foreperson is anti-Trump. Social media posts have surfaced, after she defended the Department of Justice prosecutors. And this is former Memphis City School Board President Tomika Hart. And she was the foreperson of the jury that convicted Roger Stone. She also ran for Congress as a Democrat in 2012 and lost. So she's got an axe to grind. And Trump is now sounding off on juror bias amid these new revelations. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, you hear a lot of this. They're talking about Roger Stone and the Justice Department and the four prosecutors that resigned.
Yes.
One thing you don't hear them talking about too much, and I could hear her howls from Washington here in Tennessee, is Jesse Liu. Now, Jesse Liu was the head prosecutor in Washington, D.C. for the Manafort case, the Flynn case, and the Roger Stone case. So she resigned her position because she was told that she was going to get a slot with the Treasury Department. Well, I was watching Lou Dobbs like two nights ago, and they just announced that they were pulling her nomination.
Yeah,
now, this
I saw
was a
that.
Work. This was a work of art by Trump and his people. This lady is as corrupt as they get. She's married to some Yale lawyer named Abramowitz, was probably tied in with the oligarchs in Russia or something. But this was beautiful. And you don't hear them talking about it. You hear about the prosecutors resigning, but you don't really hear the real undercard of what really happened. And that is Trump really nailed her to the wall. Anybody in Washington, anybody in the legal profession, anybody who's a prosecutor knows exactly what they did to her, and they pulled the carpet out from under her right at the last minute, and she looks like a fool, and she's she should be mocked. And this was a beautiful act of retribution by Trump and his Justice Department. Wonderful. I mean, she thinks she's going to, and to me, the beauty of it is the shock to the system, because all these people, were her included, thought, oh great, I'm getting a job with the Treasury Department. All my past coup plotting and going after innocent people is forgotten. Well, no, Trump just set her up. It's like a bride at the altar. He just boy, what a beautiful sight. And of course, really, you're not hearing it talked about in the media, because this is just what we were talking about the other day, that Trump's got to be tough, and he's got to let them howl, and he's got to go after them. And this is a great victory, and it tells me a lot more that no, this stuff is not going to be forgotten. Trump is he's, like you say, he's putting on his big boy pants, his presidential boxing, what do you call it? You always say
brass knuckles.
And this
brass
was. I would love to just go watch what this lady Lou must be like, tearing her house apart, because she's a big, and everybody, like I said, in Washington knows what's going on, and anybody like us should be laughing at her and mocking her because of what she did to General Flynn and what she did to Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. Yet she doesn't indict McCabe. No, she doesn't indict Hillary. But she actually thought, and maybe it appeared that way, that Trump was going to nominate her to the Treasury. And, it's just great when they pull a stunt like that on somebody, because it really shows, because how oblivious. And it tells me that Trump's for real now. Trump is going after him. Yeah, this is a great salvo. And, when you hear about the four prosecutors that resigned, did they resign because of Roger Stone and them recommending lighter sentencing? Or did they resign because of what they did to this lady and that they're no longer protected? That's what I'm starting to think.
It could be that. Now, we need to be very careful. They have not resigned their jobs. I mean, she did. But the other lawyers have simply withdrawn from the case and said, we're not part of this case anymore.
Right. Well, I understand, the head of this now is a guy named Shea, and he took over after she put in for, you know, resigned to go after this Treasury Department position. So now these four prosecutors that were just leftist Democrat Mueller, you know, coup plotters, don't have a Jesse Liu to protect them anymore. So this, to me, is really why you're seeing a lot of hysterics with CNN. Well, you're going to see that anyway with the deep state. And the other thing that I find really interesting is Barr's going to go in front of the Congress in March. And
yes.
Boy, do I want to watch. And you look, this, the Congress is going to look for any excuse in the world to delay it or to not do it. Because whatever you want to say about William Barr, he is absolutely brilliant. And
yes.
He will destroy. I mean, he destroyed them last time, and now with all the information about FISA, the fake impeachment, all the coup information that's coming out, the Roger Stone sentencing. I mean, 9 years for what? And he's going to have so much. I really will be shocked if they it probably won't be televised, because he is going to mop the floor with them. It's something you're not going to want to miss. You know, but once again, I really hope that when they pull this lady Liu's nomination, that they have all these coup plotters' phones tapped, and they're just signal intelligence with the army and such are just recording everything, because we're smoking them out. It appears to me like Trump's going after them, and I'm sure he's got them pretty much smoked out.
I hope so, because I'm tired of waiting.
Well, the thing is I think a lot's going on, but this is a prime example of the media isn't going to show us our victories. They're not going to show, like I said, this whole thing with Jesse Liu. The only place I saw about it was Lou Dobbs in a few obscure articles. All they're talking about are the four prosecutors that resigned in protest over Rogers. That's the story. But to other people, like people that are like aware of what's going on, the real story is Jesse Liu and her getting shafted right at the last minute. That tells up that's a huge indicator that Trump is really going after these people, and that's part of why the hysterics on the from, you know, the Schumers of the world and everything, because oh my God, he is coming after it now. And I think it's a great indicator, and I'm thrilled about it, and it couldn't happen to a more demonic being than Jesse Liu and her husband Abramowitz. And I hope they the mockery and the ridicule is too much for them, and they leave the country or go wherever they snakes like them go, you know. So
yes.
Once again, I just and I'm like I said, I think that I wasn't sure about Trump where he was going, but I think he might have set I told people this years ago that Trump could be setting some really intricate traps for these people, and you know, let them go, let them run, let them be on the phone talking about coup plots, and that way we can find out who they all talk to. You know, we can find out what their network is, and I have a feeling that the next couple of weeks we're going to be very happy about watching these people get brought to justice or thrown out of government service. And that's what I think you're seeing. Now, don't expect the mainstream media to report these stories. And that's kind of my point in calling about this, is that this is a huge victory, yet it's being totally glossed over. It's all about Roger Stone and the four prosecutors. No, the real story is Jesse Liu and how she was set up with Treasury, you know. Oh yeah, you're getting a job, come get your job, you know. It's kind of like Mice and Men, the rabbits, you know, Lenny the rabbit.
Yes.
You know. and an educated woman like her, career bureaucrat, never saw the train that just splatted her ass, excuse my French.
Yes.
So I'm
never,
really ecstatic
never
about
saw
it.
The bus she was thrown under.
Yeah, she sure was, and once again, it's not really being reported. But this is the same witch that went after Michael Flynn. You know, they entrapped
yes.
Michael Flynn. This is the same witch that wants to put Roger Stone in prison for 9 years for just a misstatement about whether he talked to WikiLeaks or not, lying to Congress, and lying to Congress. I mean, James Comey, Brennan, you know, let's start putting them in jail for 9 years for that.
Okay, Joe.
Anyway,
Joe, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. I'm gonna have to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraiser right now, and we need all the help that we can get from you, our loyal listeners, because otherwise we're going to have to put Claire out on the street with a little change machine on her belt. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3 at all times of the day. There's been a little bit of a change over at RBN, so the extension 1 no longer works. All right, so we were talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Not to that, but I wanted to talk about Super Tuesday, which is coming up soon. And yes, I have a bad memory of Super Tuesdays as a Ron Paul supporter. I remember when they just brought McCain, who was like fourth in the polls, and then the establishment just through corruption, all of a sudden he was the front runner after Super Tuesday. I remember Bob Dole against Pat Buchanan. Same
yes.
thing in South Carolina. And I think you're going to see the Democratic establishment, either Buttigieg or Bloomberg, is going to come out of Super Tuesday, and all of a sudden it's going to be not over, but Just like they're going to, like they did with McCain, they manufactured McCain at Super Tuesday.
Yes.
It was a stop Ron Paul. I mean, it was just incredible because I'm sitting there, kind of, I'm good with politics and I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I think he got like a bunch of newspaper endorsements. That was the cover for their fraud. And then all of a sudden he won. And it was the same way with Bob Dole and Pat Buchanan. So Super Tuesday is, the establishment calls it that, and they love it because it's the one that they can kind of use the fraud and manipulate the most. And therefore, in order to get rid of a guy like Sanders, I think you're going to see either Bloomberg or Buttigieg just become heir apparent and like, oh, that's it. And they're going to put it. And one other quick thing is that, you know, I hear a lot of people calling about Bernie, and I don't really like Bernie. I'm a capitalist, free market, you know, conservative libertarian. I'm white nationalist. I'll add that too. But you know, you hear all about socialism. This. So what about in 2008 when we had that Wall Street socialism? You know, that TARP, that bailout. I mean, you know. You know, how many trillions of dollars has the establishment socialist when it comes to bailing out Wall Street and the banks? You know, so, I mean, that's where I call myself a populist on the right, in that I have common cause with Bernie Sanders when it comes to the Wall Street people and the bankers and the amount of power they have in this country. And I'd like to say, I'd like to make common cause with my lefty friends and populist friends on the left, because the power that Wall Street and the banks have is so disproportionate that I will, like I said, I fight the common enemy, which I think is a worse enemy than the lefties. Although the lefties, some of their racial issues bother me, and their immigration. I mean, that's a threat to our society, too. But the bankers are the biggest threat, and their disproportionate amount of power of Wall Street is very, like, undemocratic. And, I see that, you know, I read an article the other day that there's four parties in America. There's the populist right, the Trumpian populist right, there's the establishment Republicans, then there's the establishment Democrats, and then there's the populist left. And I agree with that. I think that, that's where we're at. We have a four-party state. So you'll see, we'll see with Super Tuesday coming up, you know, the who the establishment's going to get behind, because they're definitely, it's like they got behind McCain because they knew what was going on with Ron Paul. They know what's going on. I mean, they're not dumb. They know what's really going on. And they know right now that Sanders will probably win it if they don't rally around one candidate and one candidate soon. So I would expect to see either Bloomberg or Buttigieg or maybe even Klobuchar coming out of this, like, with all the backing. So that it's something to look for, because they've, you know, it's their track record. They do this. I mean, it works for them. So that's kind of where I stand on it. But
a lot of people, McCain self-destructed when he picked Sarah Palin as his running mate, and a lot of people are starting to pay attention to Pete Buttigieg's intelligence connections. Apparently, he was in naval intelligence when he served in the service, and they're wondering, is he still CIA? And a lot of people are very concerned about that, because we don't want the spooks running the country, because we've seen how they've run various operations overseas, like, oh, for example, the Bay of Pigs.
Well, you know, once CIA, always CIA. But, you know, there's one thing, there's something about presidentialism. I mean, when you saw Ronald Reagan, you saw a president. Even Bill Clinton, as much as I didn't like him, president. You know, he had that aura. Obama, as much as I didn't like him, Obama had an aura. And Trump has it too. But Buttigieg, he doesn't have that presidential aura. I'm sorry. I mean, Sanders has a little bit of it. I'll admit Sanders does. But Buttigieg, no. Klobuchar, no. Come on. Now, Bloomberg, maybe. But I don't see it. You know, there's like an aura to presidents for some reason, you know? And I thought that with Trump. Like, he's got the aura of a president.
All right, well, Joe, we're going to have to let you go. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here, starting with Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Mike. You sound good again today. I'm glad that you're doing well. I wanted to go off on what your last caller, Joe, was talking about. I don't think that the establishment even wants Bernie to get the nomination. And I don't even think Bernie wants the nomination himself. He's making more money this way, being in a presidential race with him and his swindling wife. I mean, I just, they don't want it. They're making more money, like I said, this way than being president. This is just a money scheme for the Sanders family. They don't want it. I mean, you know, even if Sanders did get, you know, become the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, think about it. Think about the stuff that you've seen coming out of Project Veritas the past couple months. You know,
yes.
If you're white and a man, they want to throw you in a re-education camp. I mean, really, like, you, like, who in their right mind would vote for somebody like that? I mean, it's insane. It's completely insane. I mean, and he's so far radical left. You know, nobody wants that. And as far as, like, with Roger Stone and everything, I think you're going to see Roger out and giving interviews in the next 2 weeks. President Trump's going to pardon him rather quickly. This goes back to what I've been saying time and time again. This whole impeachment thing, Roger Stone being brought up into it, as well as Flynn, and as well as the other guy, this is all fruit of the poisonous tree. Obviously, nothing came out of this impeachment. Like we said, everybody in the alternative media said, nothing's going to happen. There was no crime here. So how is Roger Stone get caught up in a process crime? I mean, was he trying to talk to WikiLeaks? Absolutely. Everybody was trying to talk to WikiLeaks at that time, trying to get the emails released. I mean, or try to get the emails that WikiLeaks had from Hillary. I mean, and then there's more. There's revelations of more emails that weren't in that batch that Judicial Watch and other people, you know, are finding out. So this two-tier justice system that we have, like Joe, I want to believe you, but at the same time, we live in a two-tiered system where these politicians, nothing is ever going to happen to them. They can do whatever they want, commit whatever crime they want. Look at Adam Schiff, can dress up like an Egyptian pharaoh person and go have sex with underage kids while shooting methamphetamines at a Buck's house. I mean, where's the justice for this? It's a joke.
Oh, sounds like a heck of a vacation, though. I'll give you that much. It's... Yeah, it is. For a lot of candidates, it is a money-making operation, because once they retire from private life, whatever unspent money is in their campaign war chest becomes theirs. And so it may be that we'll see Sanders retire from public life after this election is over, and whatever is left, if there's anything left. Actually, these days, most candidates seem to go heavily into debt trying to win this office. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars spent in a campaign for a job that pays maybe a couple of $100,000 a year. Or $100,000 a year, and obviously they're expecting to make that money back someplace else here. It's all about making money, because even if you're just elected sheriff, you know, the money's just going to pour on in. Yesterday we were talking about how is political favoritism displayed. Well, you're allowed to break laws that other people are not. That's basically how the machine works.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm like, here, I'm going to give you something that happened here. I live in Berkeley County, West Virginia, a little town called Martinsburg, if you're aware of it, outside. And the county, what are they? The sheriff. So we had two people running for sheriff in the last election. The one guy got in trouble with prostitution and cocaine. The other guy who got elected sheriff, 10 days before he gets elected for sheriff, his name, last name was Orem, gets overdoses on heroin, you know, and they have to bring him back with the Narcan. Now, this is, do you really want these type of people running your sheriff's departments? I mean, come on.
We can't find anything better. Maybe it's because our entire government has become so corrupt. Decent people don't want to get involved.
You're right, but I mean, you're 100% right. But when does people stand up and say, you know what, I don't care what people say about me. It's all lies what they're coming up with. I want to try to change my community for the better. Even so, some of my ideas may be unpopular, but they might be the right ideas. You know, people need to stop saving face and actually, can I say, put skin in the game? I mean, stop. What? I don't understand what everybody's afraid of. Some words that probably aren't going to do anything except for paint you as a picture that you're not. I mean, I would think that being demonized in today's world by today's media as a badge of honor.
Yeah, I do. I take it that way.
I mean, the only thing that these people can do is call you the talking points that they've been saying, racist, homophobic. I mean, whatever they want to call, you know, say to people. I mean, but it's at our local levels we have to get involved. I mean, just like I just told you, the sheriff's department's here. I mean, running the prostitution rings, running the drugs. I mean, hell, I got a real good friend that's the head of narcotics in Martinsburg, and he's one of the most corrupt police officers on the police force. I mean, it's insane. It's crazy.
I remember when I was going to college, the best drug connection in town was a California highway patrolman. I mean, you know, he had all the stuff in the trunk of his squad car that he was confiscating from the dealers and then just reselling. And, you know, toward the end of my time in college, he basically quit the police force and bought himself a Radio Shack franchise.
Yeah. I mean, and we can both agree to say this probably is not uncommon when or around the country. Police, or, you know, that act like this. I mean, but again, it just goes back to what I keep saying. It's at your local level, people. I mean, even if you don't want to run, you need to. You have to.
Yes.
We can do this. We can do this. Even if we don't want to, this is something that we have to do. We got to put our big boy pants on, and we got to get our damn country back. And I hate to talk like that, but what other options do we have at this point?
Well, you're right. Good people need to get involved in the government again, and I consider myself a good person, and I'm involved by doing the radio show on the website. But you're right. We need to find, you know, if God intended us to vote, he would have given us candidates, or at least decent candidates. But you're right. The curse of all political power is that it attracts the people who should never be allowed to have it. And that's exactly the situation we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say our system's bad. I like our system. Our founders have came up with one of the greatest systems, you know, ever in modern, you know, in the modern world. It's the people. It's the money. It's, you know, it's big money that make the government corrupt. And I don't know if there's a way to keep big money out of politics, but we got to be putting some type of regulations on. You can only spend X on a campaign. X maybe $100,000, you know, whatever X could be. I mean, spending billions of dollars for a presidential campaign, it's insane. Insane, the money that these people like Bloomberg and everybody are spending, you know, just to run for a presidential seat. I mean, and let's be real, the seat of president isn't really a leadership role. It's the speaker for, he's the speaker for us. It's not really
a
leadership.
Supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll ask this question, and this is rhetorical, and I've asked this before, but why does a free people need a leader? We don't. We really don't. I mean, it's oxymoronic.
All right, let's be honest here. We do need some system of organization so that the vast majority of good and decent people are protected from the nutcases and the sociopaths. Unfortunately, the nutcases and the sociopaths have taken over that organizing system called government.
Exactly. And they, again, I'm going to go back to what I originally said is, you know, good guys, come on, man. You know, I know you guys and girls don't want to do it, but we got to do this. If we're going to save it for our kids and our future generations, we have to do this now.
Go back to the Declaration. Go back to the Declaration of Independence, and that one part where it says, "When any government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it." And we're unfortunately, sadly, we're at that stage yet again.
I mean, I think we've been past that demarcation line, if you really want to call it that, for maybe 20 years now. But the more, I mean, every day goes by, this republic is slipping and slipping and slipping further and further away from us as every day goes. I mean, and it's not Donald Trump. It's none of these people. It's at the local level. It's not national. We have to go back. The Democrats said it before. Act locally and think globally. I think we as conservatives need to adopt that ideology.
Hey, Kevin, did you go on a speakerphone? Because all of a sudden you got quiet and echoey.
Yes, I actually came into the bathroom. But I was saying...
we don't need to know that. That's more information than our listenership needed.
Right. I was saying that we need to follow with the Democrats' ideology, you know, act locally and think globally. I think we as conservatives should follow that mindset. We can learn something from that.
Yes.
That's what I was getting. But you have a good day, sir. That's all I wanted to ramble on about.
Okay, well, happy rambling. I certainly will.
Have a great day, sir.
All All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in L.A. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, Gilad Atzmon had an article that ran in UNS today.
Yes.
And it basically elaborates on the practice of controlled opposition within the Zionist community.
And yes.
Phil Giraldi had that article just 2 days ago talking about how Buttigieg, the beneficiary of the technical debacle in Iowa, was the fair-haired boy appeared to be of AIPAC. We also talked about his intelligence connection, so apparently he's got their blessing. But now we're moving into the situation where it looks like Biden's going to drop out. We're left with Bernie as the headliner, who it looks like they're trying to submarine Bernie, but he's still the headliner. He's still got the most support. But the people who are lined up to take his place are the AIPAC intelligence guy, Buttigieg, and then Bloomberg, who is, you know, as diehard a Zionist as you can get, is Jewish, and is absolutely a mortal enemy of the Second Amendment. It's interesting that's the way this seems to be lining up. And also with controlled opposition, I remember back when Rahm Emanuel was in Congress.
Yes.
And at some point, I think he was the Democratic whip, and he
yes.
was in charge of picking all the candidates that ran for congressional races for the Democratic Party. And his criteria, there were two criteria. You had to be for the Iraq War. This is like 2004, 2006. Had to be for the Iraq War, and he had to be a Zionist. So that's the way, in answer to Kevin's, or to elaborate on Kevin's, that's the way candidates are selected here, really. Nobody gets backing. We know what happened to Bernie last time. We know what happened to Ron Paul. And then, of course, to go back to what Joe was saying also about the bankers, how can you possibly have any sort of even remotely functioning democracy with an institution that can print its own money and cannot be out of nothing, you know, loan it at interest and cannot be audited? How can democracy coexist with an institution like that? And then look who controls them.
It doesn't.
Yeah. It's the font of all evil, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know,
and it's ruined every nation where it's been brought to bear, and they're very close to basically taking over the entire planet and having a global private central bank, and that basically will spell the end of a free humanity.
You know, Mike, I know you've talked about this before, about the drive to do away with cash and have it
yes.
all credit card. And imagine what these bankers will do with that when they have control of everything that you do and can shut you off at their whim.
That's a very scary thought. I mean look
at
the way...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, look at the way social media is already shutting you off if you have an unpopular opinion. What's to keep the banks from doing exactly the same thing once you're dependent on their little plastic card?
And I want to point out there's some of the same guys that run both of those.
Yes.
And then, of course, they've got all the intercepts, and they've got all the technical stuff that shuts you off and get people banned from the web and so on. It's just... It's a very scary 1984 sort of dystopian future we're looking at here.
Yes,
something
it is.
Has got to be done about it. But you know, running for office is one of them. But the obstacles to that are that's totally control, candidate selection, disbursement of party money, the elections themselves, all controlled. media coverage, you know. It will take more than just everybody running. We've got to root this crap out before we do anything.
Yeah, we really do. You're absolutely right about that. All right, anything else, Peter?
No, that's it, Michael. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Getting on back here to our candidates and what they're doing right now, apparently Senator Elizabeth Warren has stated that Attorney General Barr should resign over the actions by the Department of Justice in which they're trying to reduce the recommended sentence for Roger Stone. And former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy weighed in and said, "That's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard." Now, that's a direct quote, so I'm allowed to use the naughty word. And yeah, it really is. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, down in South Carolina, which we're coming up on their primary here, and a South Carolina congressman has slammed Bernie Sanders, saying South Carolinians do not want socialism. And there are polls showing right now that socialism, along with atheism, are political liabilities for a candidate. People don't want socialists. The majority of Americans don't want a socialist president. And as a result, if Sanders does win the nomination, he's not going to be able to defeat Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is the favorite of people who want to keep what they earn if they are the sort of people who want to work hard and make money and have a comfortable life. See, that's what Republicanism is kind of focused on. People who want to work hard and they want to keep what they earn. Okay? I mean, this is a free nation, and that should mean the freedom to succeed and also the freedom to fail and the responsibility to accept either outcome. Now, the Democrats are out there pandering, saying, you don't have to work hard. You can go to college and get a degree in a fluffy subject like art history, you know, and we'll take the money away from those who are working and earning it, and we're going to give it to you, so you don't really need to take responsibility for your own life. Now, who wants to live like that? Unfortunately, sadly, quite a few people. The snowflakes. What can I tell you? All right. Apparently, Ilhan Omar's second highest donor, Basim Omar Sabri, is a convicted felon who regularly raises funds for Hamas. Well, the convicted felon part I have a problem with, but, you know, if he served his time, he's paid his debt to society. And I don't have a problem with raising funds for Hamas. I know that's going to get me a lot of nasty emails from the pro-Israel people, but darn it, that's what mail filters are for. What can I tell you here? All right, here's an interesting little story, and it basically came out of TruePundit.com, and it's talking about how the federal government, specifically the Department of Justice, the IRS, and the FBI, are trying to lock down this lawsuit that is trying to expose the Clinton Foundation as one of the biggest public thefts in U.S. history. Now, we know they don't actually qualify to be a 501c3 because the amount of their revenues they've spent on charity is in the single digits. The percentage of their revenues is in the single digits. And the rules of a 501c3 is at least 51% of the revenues you raise have to go to your charitable purpose. So they don't qualify, and yet nothing is being done. And now there is this lawsuit that is against the Clinton Foundation. The judge has sealed the case. So we don't know what the lawsuit says. We don't know what is being argued. They are trying to keep a lid on it. And the obvious reason being, this is the deepest, darkest secret. And everybody was dipping into it. They were using it as a slush fund or a money laundry or a tax evasion or whatever. Huge, huge, huge scam. And it's going to be protected by the government that benefited from it. Okay, we're getting a report now from CBS News that the Department of Justice, at the direction of Attorney General Barr, have been going over the records and documents from Ukraine provided by Rudy Giuliani. This is a separate investigation from the Durham probe. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.